Inside Mac.
For Friday, August 11th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. As Apple becomes increasingly popular, many are making the switch. The New York Times reports it's well worth it. Pencils, paper, and backpacks that have built-in speakers? The back-to-school lists have definitely changed. And getting to know Woodfest. Years ago, Apple didn't have the availability that it has now. Windows was all the rage, and the thought of switching over to a Mac was just plain crazy. The New York Times reports that switching to a Mac back then may not have been at all tempting, but Apple has definitely reinvented itself, and the new Apple is catching the attention of Windows users, and many are looking into switching. The article notes that macOS 10 is more stable, secure, and open than previous Mac platforms, and Tiger offers features that aren't included in Windows. In addition, more than 12,000 software applications have been developed to run on the macOS 10 platform since it was introduced in 2001. This includes programs like Microsoft Office, Adobe Photoshop, and Firefox web browser, as well as many from Apple. The report notes that when it comes to business software and games, many only run on Windows, but Apple solved that problem with their Intel-based Macs. Security was also mentioned as a major plus to switch over to Macs. Windows needs antivirus and anti-spyware programs, but the macOS 10 operating system hasn't been affected by viruses, and it remains free from the type of spyware that spread to every Windows user. According to the New York Times, making the switch can be a little difficult, and there is definitely a learning curve, but overall, those who have switched feel they've made the right decision. There was a time when children's homework involved a textbook, paper, and a pencil. The times have definitely changed, and so has the back-to-school lists. Washington Times reports that new backpacks come with speakers built inside so that students can plug in their iPods, and I reported a few days ago about the $250 jeans from Levi's that have a red strap to hold iPods. Target is selling iPacks, which are bags that have internal docking stations for iPods and music controls on the strap. One parent said it used to be what kind of sneakers and what kind of jeans to buy for school. Now it's what kind of cell phone or iPod. The story also stated that college students aren't the only ones that need laptops and cell phones. Homework nowadays include internet research. A survey was conducted recently that showed back-to-school spending on electronics for students in grades kindergarten through 12th grade will reach $3.82 billion, up from $1.5 billion just last year. If you live in Los Angeles, you'd better find a way to hide your iPod, because the chances of it being stolen are pretty good. The United Press International reports that thefts of iPod and other devices are up 34% from last year, making up around 1,700 of the city's 8,000 total reported robberies. Most of the robberies take place when students are walking to school or commuters are waiting for the bus. The LAPD reported that most of the suspects are between the ages of 18 and 25. They confront their victims and force them to give up their iPods that are easy to sell and can be worth hundreds of dollars. The Xeon 5100 is considered to be the perfect chip for the Mac Pro. The Xeon name has been around for a long time, but it has been redesigned from the ground up. An article from Macworld UK states that the Xeon 5100, or Woodcrest, debuted in the end of June and was designed to offer top speed and better power efficiency than Intel's previous high-end processors. It was designed to excel at processing huge amounts of data found in applications like Final Cut Pro, Aperture, and Adobe Photoshop. According to the report, besides performance, the Xeon 5100 was the perfect chip to use because it's the only core chip that can currently be used in a dual processor configuration similar to the PowerMac Quad G5. Apple claims that the 3 GHz Mac Pro with its twin Xeon processors offers more than twice the performance of the previous top of the line. The core architecture features advanced digital media boost that will execute 128-bit vector-based instructions in one-clock style. In theory, this doubles the performance of vector operations and brings Intel up to par with AltaVec. And the fact that Apple has eliminated so much of the PowerMac's cooling apparatus is a nice feature as well. The story notes the Xeon 5100 is only the beginning of a long line of high-performance chips. We can look forward to quad-core chips as well as chips that work more efficiently with portable systems and chips that bring increases in performance for low-end desktops in the near future. Coming up, Apple's co-founder and James Cameron. What do they have in common when the Inside Mac Minute continues?
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple Computer confirmed during a meeting with the Securities and Exchange Commission that it will most likely have to restate some historical financial statements. According to MarketWatch, the company also won't be able to file Form 10-Q for its fiscal third quarter on time due to the ongoing internal financial investigation. And Apple said that changes to the stated operating results are expected to include significant increases in revenue and expenses. But according to USB analyst Ben Reitzes, there will not be any changes to the third quarter 2006 earnings that Apple had just reported. He feels that the announcement will most likely lead to a tug of war for shares as investors balance the news with potential gains from products Apple is expected to release later this year. USB maintains its buy rating for Apple with its target price of $80 US. Google has released macOS 10 beta software that lets Apple users upload pictures to the company's image sharing service. Macworld UK said until just recently, the Picasa Web Albums Uploaders download was a Windows-only service, but now it includes two Mac tools as well. These include a plugin for uploading images from iPhoto as well as a standalone application. According to the popular search engine software engineer, this has been a great opportunity to meet and work with new people, explore new technologies, and help create something that he hopes the Mac community will find useful. Microsoft has already slashed the price of Zune. It was priced at $399, but now the company is telling retailers to sell it $100 less. It may be the same price as iPod models, but according to CNN Money, in addition to cutting the price, Microsoft is also cutting back on the Zune's Wi-Fi capabilities. The report claims that Zune users won't be able to buy songs on the go. They'll have to dock their players and buy songs at their PCs. Sounds a little bit like the iPod. I guess Microsoft hasn't learned from companies like Creative and iRiver who have made music players that don't even come close to Apple's iPod. According to CNN Money, it sounds like Microsoft is just rolling out another Me Too music player. Fractured Software has announced the availability of Rondo 2.0, an update to its award-winning MIDI player for macOS 10. The latest version of Rondo now includes larger pianos and a MIDI library with playlists to help users store, organize, and play MIDI files. According to the company, Rondo has been designed specifically to help you follow the music as it plays. Its vertical piano roll with horizontal keyboard located directly over the scrolling notes makes it easy to see what notes are about to sound. Features such as looping, tempo control, and separate audio and visual tracks filtering allow users to focus on just a part of the melody so that they can simply play along. Rondo 2.0 is priced at $25 US. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak has a fun vacation planned. He's planning to drive a Hummer H1, which is powered by hydrogen fuel cells, from Antarctica to the South Pole. He made the announcement at Stanford's Always On conference in late July. And former astronaut Buzz Aldrin, who walked on the moon in 1969, will be his co-pilot. Director James Cameron will be filming the trip in 3D, which is all part of a research expedition that is scheduled for December of 2007. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.